What about side effects and complications with temsirolimus?
Sure. Temsirolimus is an intravenous drug. It's given once a week. And the major side effects that we've seen are a little bit of fatigue. There's a skin rash that happens with this, but this is not a hand-foot skin rash. It's more like a epidermal growth factor, acneiform type of skin rash that responds to topical treatment, topical steroids, and sometimes requires oral steroids. You can see low blood counts, particularly platelets and white count, with temsirolimus, as well as some mucositis. And there's also a peculiar toxicity that happens in the toenails and fingernails where they get overgrown, and there's a higher incidence of paronychia that develop, probably some interference with nail growth. Other laboratory things are high triglycerides or high glucose because of the effect of mTOR in the lipid metabolism and glucose metabolism
Enough that
pathway.
it's a problem for a lot of people,
I'd
diabetics, for
say about
example.
10 or 20% of people really get into significant trouble that require dose modifications. But for the most part, these things are manageable. The one potential class side effect that happens in a minority of patients, but is something that we're going to watch very carefully to see whether it happens more frequently in the combination trials, is a pneumonitis, which is developed in about 6% of patients in the phase two trial. The longer you're on, the more likely it's going to develop. And we're not sure exactly what causes it. In the six patients who had it in the phase two trial, four were able to restart therapy, and two had a recurrence, and two did not. I know that this type of side effect is being seen with other mTOR inhibitors and remains to be seen whether schedule and dose are important and whether that toxicity will be enhanced by combining a mTOR inhibitor with a VEGF receptor inhibitor.